Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Letting God be all in all, you are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. Revelation 4:11. Humility has been called the ability to withhold from others the high opinion you hold of yourself and the art of wearing greatness gently. More accurately, it is the result of a correct estimation of oneself. The incomparable example of humility is, of course, Jesus. The Creator became the creature in order that every tongue confesses that Jesus Christ is Lord. Philippians 2:11. Andrew Murray shares this insight into the practice of humility. Walk with Andrew Murray, a South African preacher and devotional writer in the late 1800s to early 1900s. The call to humility has been too little regarded in the church because its true nature and importance have not been understood. It is not something we bring to God or He bestows. It is simply the sense of entire nothingness which comes when we see how truly God is all and in which we make way for God to be all. When the creature realizes that this is the true nobility and consents with his will, his mind, and his affections to be the form, the vessel in which the life and glory of God are to work and manifest themselves, then he sees that humility is simply acknowledging the truth of his position as creature and yielding to God his rightful place. Today's New Testament reading is Revelation chapter 4.
Revelation 4. After this I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And the voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this." At once I was in the Spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. And the one who sat there had the appearance of jasper and ruby. A rainbow that shone like an emerald encircled the throne. Surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and seated on them were 24 elders. They were dressed in white and had crowns of gold on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings, and peals of thunder. In front of the throne, 7 lamps were blazing. These are the 7 spirits of God. Also in front of the throne, there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. In the center, around the throne, were 4 living creatures, and they were covered with eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion, the second was like an ox, the third had a face like a man, the fourth was like a flying eagle. Each of the 4 living creatures had 6 wings, and was covered with eyes all around, even under its wings. Day and night they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to Him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him who sits on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne and say, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being."
The bigger your God becomes, the smaller will seem His creatures, including you. Drawing near to God is the best way to gain a fresh view of His greatness and grandeur. In C.S. Lewis's popular fantasy, The Chronicles of Narnia, one of the characters provides this concise definition of what it meant for God to become a man. A stable once held something inside that was bigger than our whole world. Think of it, God residing in the lives of His believing creatures. The question remains, How much room does he occupy in your life?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.